Max.
Hi, Max. This is Nikki from Local Spa. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm actually calling with regards to a scheduled client interview, and this call will take around like 45 minutes. It's not really a good
Okay.
time.
Okay, yes.
Sounds great. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Max, I want to thank you for having Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals, so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So
Okay.
first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, as I want to make sure that we will be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see here, Max, that you already set up your security question with John, but you haven't signed up yet the terms and conditions. Did you receive the initial invoice email, and did you have the chance to review the terms and conditions?
Yeah, I did review the terms and conditions and I talked to him about those. So, I think we straightened it out.
Okay. Let me note it here. So you didn't sign it yet, right?
No,
You talk with him. Gotcha.
but I can.
All right. So if you're okay with the terms and conditions, you can pull up the email that we sent you. You just have to check the three boxes and then sign your name as you have, okay?
Okay.
And
All right. Yeah, hang
now,
on, hang on.
all right.
So would it be better to do this on my laptop or on my phone? I
Yeah,
can.
you can do it better on your laptop. It'll be easier for you to pull it up.
Okay, so where do I go on my laptop? I'm sorry, I don't know
Okay. Yeah, we sent you the email. The
Okay,
name
let
is.
me. Oh, wait. Oh, you're right. I did get the email. Let me grab it here. Was the email sent to Vinyl Window Max or my other email? Vinyl Window Max?
VinylWindowMax@gmail.com.
Okay, yeah. All right, perfect. Let me go there. Okay, which email was it? The
Okay, so it was called Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, look, I got it. Yep. Okay. One second, I keep getting these pop-ups. Okay, I see the invoice. Should I hit click here for subscription terms? Okay,
Click
got it.
here.
Hang on, I'm gonna put you on speaker.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me well?
Great, yes, I can. Okay.
Gotcha. All
So the
right.
only thing I didn't agree with is I don't want to be for the leads part of it. I don't know if we want to talk about that now, but I don't want to be I don't want a message left. I just want to be called. I want to be called on the telephone. I was told that I could do that.
Okay, so this is what you discussed with John with regards to your Google Verified, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So I don't
Okay.
mind messages on my phone, like from customer support or whatever, but I don't want to get messages about leads on the phone. So that's what I was confused about. That's the main reason I didn't sign it, is because I was concerned about, not being able to get in touch with people. And I had that problem with Angie.
Mm.
So I'm concerned about that. And he said, well, we'll set it up so that the only leads you're going to get are contacts directly from homeowners on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if your contact is not made, then I will not have to pay for the lead.
Gotcha. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and check with our team if that is – all right. So I think that is possible, but here on the terms and conditions, there is, like, I asked you to receive SMS sent to my phone number, right? So this is your concern because you only want calls. So since we are talking about the product, we're talking about the Google Verified, I will have that check with our team. And the other – the thing is, if you only check two boxes for now – it will not let you confirm the signature. So we'll just get back to this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So anyways, John also left a note for me with regards to that, and we will let our team know who works with the Google Verified, with the leads, that you don't want anything SMS, but only calls directly. So it's going to be easier for you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead now and verify your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, Max, please let me know so I can make those corrections. So I got it here. Your business name is called Vinyl Window Max, correct?
Correct, but I want it to be three words in all capital.
Three words in all capital. So that means to say there's spaces in between.
Yeah, it doesn't have to have spaces in between, but I want it to be... I want it to be, when I pull up my Google page,
mm-hmm.
the way it is on Google is Vinyl Window Max, three words separated by a space, and then ink, comma, and ink. So I think it's important that we continue to do it that way. Is that correct?
Gotcha. Is this the, I just want to make sure. Does your business license and Google Business Profile have the same name as you have in your licenses for any insurance or business registration?
Well, I don't have insurance, mm-hmm. And my business registration is under Vinyl Window Max. Let me look real quick.
Okay.
Secretary of State. Yes, it is Vinyl Window Max, comma, Inc., period.
Gotcha. So let's use it that way. I'm going to go ahead and change it here in my end because actually your business name on my end is Vinyl Window Max. Only one word with capitalized V, W, and M. So I'll just change it to Vinyl Window Max Inc. is how it is spelled out on the Google Business Profile, okay?
Okay.
All right. So it will have the same listings. And let me see. The address that I have on here, that's 1460 Concord Circle, Highland Park, Illinois, 60035.
Correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
This is my home and office.
Home and office, I see. So you mentioned earlier that you're not licensed. Do you also have an, not insured, but you have a business registration, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
My business is, I started it in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the business is called All Star Products of Northern Illinois, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And the name was changed, I think it was 5 years ago, to Vinyl Window Max.
Oh, so this one started in 2009.
I kept the same EIN. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I sold the assets to that company to someone, and then I just changed the name to Vinyl Window Max.
Gotcha.
Because the guy who bought the business became All Star Products LLC. So
okay. Let me verify that. So that means to say the Vinyl Window Max started around 2009?
Yeah, Vinyl Window Max started in 2000. I'm trying to think. It's been 4 years since I changed the name.
It's 4 years since 2004.
I'm looking at the Illinois Secretary of State Business Entity Search, and it just says, agent change date was in, I don't know why it says agent change date. Does that mean that's when? No, that's 2004. That's too close. I don't know exactly when, but it's. I think it's about 4 years ago when I changed the name.
Oh, 4 years ago. So that's around 2022.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I'll just note it here. Your business basically started in 2004 with the All Star Products of Northern Illinois Incorporated, Inc.
Correct.
But then again, you changed the name around 2022.
Correct.
Gotcha. Change name to Vinyl Max. All right.
The Vinyl Window Max.
Window Max, okay.
Right.
All right. And are you open to publicly displaying your home and office address? Will Google have a rewards verified addresses with Belaruca rankings? Like, are you okay to show your address online, or do you want to hide it?
No, I'm okay sharing it.
Okay, so we can share it.
I just want to make sure that people don't think it's a place they can come and, you know, see a showroom or something like that.
All right. So, yeah, anyways, we will share this since it is helpful with Google and your better rankings. Though
okay.
We will go over a few options to see if it's a good fit to display your address. Will Google fully support hybrid addresses, meaning the ones that are home and shop? Well, home addresses aren't really allowed by Google, but we can still do this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And let me see. I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yeah.
Okay. And later in the call, Max, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 847-610-0780?
Correct.
Okay. And I want to make sure that I got here your correct email address. I think we already confirmed it earlier. That's vinylwindowmax@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And let me see. You already have an existing website, right?
Yes.
Okay, so domain name, that's vinylwindowmax.com. So that leads me to my next question for you. Would you like us to go ahead and work on your website or promote it as is for now?
Well, it's part of the program, right? Is it a
yes.
free service?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so there's no additional cost for this if you want us to work on your website.
Yeah, I'm having my website worked on right now. I was doing that prior to talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to let him finish what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, maybe I will want it changed or tweaked. And then I could maybe do that through you. Is that possible?
Okay. So the thing about this one, Max, is for now, since someone is working on your website, we can promote your website as is, right? Once it's live, so we can promote it as is. The thing is, once your website guy is done on working on the website and the whole website as it is, we can actually do edits or some tweaks on the website. If you won't want us to work on your website, we do apply a different design. We call it My Site. And from that design, from our design, that is where we can do changes or edits on the website. So
wow.
You
okay.
can think about it. Anyways, it's part of the package. There's no additional cost anytime you want us to create a new layout or a new website design for you, okay? So
okay.
Let us know anytime, okay?
Well, Yeah, I mean, can you create one that I can see before it goes, it's hosted and on, you know, shown to the public?
Yes, of course. We can create a layout for your website, but the thing is someone's already working on your domain, right?
Correct.
Okay. How about this? Would you like to check our sample templates? I will try to check it with our website team if we have sample templates of how our website looks like.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so we'll just send you a sample template then. And anyways, this is what we're going to do. Once your website is up and running, and if you don't like the website that your guy created for you, let us know. And if there's anything you like from the sample templates that we sent you, then we can work on that. And also, for us to be able to create a layout in your website, we actually need some access, okay? Because our team can't work without access. So I see that your website domain is under GoDaddy, correct?
Well, it is now. He's taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just with another company. I can't think of the name of it right now. But I could get him to allow us to switch to your host, you know.
Gotcha. All right. So for us to be able to work, for our website team to be able to work on the layout, you will need to grant us your domain access for your GoDaddy account. So once you have decided, let us know so we can send you an email and walk you through or whatever our team can help you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you can just have to check what your guy created for you then.
Right.
And let me see. Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about your call tracking, which is included in your package to follow Google's best practices for growth. So what we do here, Max, is we provide a unique local number that redirects instantly to your main line, so your daily workflow stays exactly the same. This tool tracks every lead and filters out spam, giving us the insights needed to see which services are driving your revenue. You can easily access these call reports directly in the Local Splash app using your primary phone number as your username. So let me just go ahead and check the phone number that my team set up for you. Let me know if you're okay with this phone number so I can go ahead and finalize it, okay?
Okay.
All right. But anyways, Max, the phone number that Google actually provides doesn't start with a phone number with the area code 847 because it's not available. So we are using the overlay 224. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the phone number that we have for you. That's 224-2727-334.
Okay.
Are you okay with this phone number?
I guess so.
Okay. Well, anyways,
234567, but I don't think I can ask for a particular.
Yeah, actually, it's not available. I'm checking for a number that is easier for you and easier to remember. Oh, I did see something that is also very easy to remember. Do you want the 224-2727-333?
272-333. Yeah, that would be remember.
Okay, that's 224-2727-333.
Yes.
Okay, let's have this then. Anyways, all the calls just go directly to their number ending in 0780, okay?
Right. So when I get an incoming call, I will see that number.
Yep, so you will see local splash lead. You can save this number as a local splash lead, so you would know that the number, that the one calling is a possible lead.
Right. That would be set up so that if I don't answer it, then the lead goes to someone else and I don't pay for the lead, correct?
So the lead that you have here, let me see. Do you mean about your Google Verified or for your Google Business Profile?
No, Google Verified.
Okay. For your Google Verified, I will have to check it with our Google Verified team because I don't want to give you wrong information for this one, Max. But actually, our Google Verified team are the best one to answer you with regards to this. Okay. Anyway, so you have an account manager that will be able to help you, especially with my unanswered questions, but I will also ask them, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. But actually, if you do also receive leads or like from Google Business Profile, you will see it on your dashboard or on your local Splash app. So if you miss them, that's one of the highlights of the call tracking. If you miss them, you can give them a call back.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about two different ways of getting calls. One would be through the pay-per-lead app, and the other one is through the business profile, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And this number... When I see this number, it will be through the business profile, or it could be through either. Is that right?
Yep. And actually, it could be through either, because we will set you up with this on your account.
Okay. No problem. Got it.
Gotcha. All right. Anyways, after we end the client interview, I will do a test call to these call tracking numbers to make sure that it works perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just note that number for you. And since we will be promoting your website as is, you can tell your you can update your website to maximize your return on investment. You need to update your website to display a new tracking number, keeping your listings and online presence in sync. So you can ask your website guy to update your website with the tracking number that we have for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And also, would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? We do have a one-time fee of $19 for this, max, and we'll record and implement a brand-quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. So before you hear a ring on your end, your potential customers will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Vinyl Window Max, Inc. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording. We can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then they can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I can do a recording too.
Okay. All right.
Recommend.
Actually, if you would like, the $19 one-time payment would be for the professional recording where you can choose between a female voice or a male voice. So every time your possible leads will call you using the call tracking, they will hear that prompt and they will hear a professional voice. So with a $19 one-time payment, you can ask for changes anytime. For example, if you change your mind and you want to have a female voice right now, and later on you want to do a male voice, you can always give us a call and for us to update it on our end with no additional cost at all, only the one-time fee of $19.
Right, but so is that all they're able to say, or can I provide a script or something else?
Good question. Good question. You can provide your own message or your own script.
Okay. And then a professional would read it.
Yes, a professional will record that for you.
Okay. Yeah. I'd like to use the professional, but I would like to have time to figure out what I want what the script to be or what it says.
Gotcha. All right. For now, do you want to use the sample provided while waiting for the script?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Do you want to do a female voice or a male voice?
Female.
Okay. So I will let our team know who will set up this professional recording for you, that we will use a sample provided for now, and you will be sending your own message to be recorded, okay?
Yes. How long can the message be? It's got to be brief, obviously.
Yep. It's going to be brief, but it depends on what you like.
Yeah.
But we highly suggest do not make it that long for your potential clients not to be bored listening to the message, right?
Right. Right.
Gotcha. All right.
why do I need in my advertising, right, for my website, why do I need to use the call tracking number?
Good question. So the thing about the reason why you want to use the call tracking on your website is because of your local search engine optimization. It means to say it will be very helpful also on your Google Business profile when we optimize your account.
Okay.
And also, when we have the same number on all your listings, when people are going to call you through the call tracking number, you will be able to see and track your leads. So, for example, when you mentioned earlier about missing the calls, because you are on tracking, that means to say you can call them back and you can check on the list of the leads that you have to call back. You can remind yourself, things like that. That's very,
right.
That is actually a very highlight from the Google itself.
Right. So, but the thing is, with the pay per lead, mm-hmm. will I be paying for those leads that come through my website?
Oh, so pay per lead. That means to say a lead that is finished, right?
Right. No, a lead that I get from my, you know, my
Google Business profile.
Yeah. No, the other one.
Oh, okay.
So the
paper lead that you were actually signed up for is for your Google Verified. So the difference, that's going to be a different lead on your website. So you'll not be paying any leads on your website or in your Google Business profile, only for the paper lead on your Google Verified.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
So that is also helpful for you. Especially that when we promote your website with a call tracking so that people, there's possible leads on your website. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let me just note that here. Okay.
So on my you know, I'm doing some different advertising. Would I use the tracking number also or just use my business number?
Okay, what do you mean, like, different advertising?
Well, I send out a mailer, I send out a flyer, you know, magazine, that type of thing.
Okay, so the thing about the call tracking, Max, is we are targeting new markets. If you will be able to update your flyers or on your other marketing campaigns, having the call tracking, that will also be very helpful. Anyways, your old clients who still have or still using your old number can still call you. That is still possible. And they can still call either two numbers. But a call tracking will still fall through your phone number anyways.
Okay. Yeah, I do like to have the prefix be local, typically, and not the 224. I like the 847 because people realize that you're local when they're calling that, you know, that prefix.
Gotcha. Actually,
probably won't change it on my other advertising, but I will do it on the website.
Gotcha. That's okay. If you want to keep it on your other advertising with the 847, that would do.
Yeah.
Not going to hurt, okay? All right. And also, are you familiar with Google Workspace? I'm introducing it to you because you have a domain name.
No.
All right. So Google Workspace Max allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So you have a domain name that you own that is vinylwindowmax.com. And with Google Workspace, you can have an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, you can have an email that says max@vinylwindowmax.com or info@vinylwindowmax.com or even office@vinylwindowmax.com. So that would build image of trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. We do have a starting price of $19 per month per user. If you would like to add it to your growth toolkit, you can always add it anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. And we're going to identify your most valuable service keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here shows that you do provide window repair services. Is that correct?
No, we don't do repairs.
Oh, okay. So let me verify it here. It was actually window repair, so let me change it. Okay, so what's your service that you provide?
Replacement. Window replacement.
window replacement and not window repair.
Yeah, window installation and replacement.
Okay. Window installation and replacement.
Right, installation. Not, did you say insulation?
Installation. Installation.
I-N-S-T-A-L-L-A-T-I-O.
Yeah.
Yes,
installs.
Right.
That's window installation and replacement. I'm going to go ahead and change it here. So let me take out the repairs for you. Okay, so what's the number one service you want to win? Like, which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of? So basically, you want to do window installation and replacement, correct?
Yes.
So what do you want it to be found first? Do you want it to be found first with the keyword window installation or window replacement or window contractor?
All the above, probably the first keyword would be window replacement.
Mm-hmm. We have window replacement.
Then window contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And can you just start with windows only?
Yep. Actually, let me help you with that keyword. I pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you for your service. I'm going to go ahead and read the keywords. Let me know if you're okay with the keywords, if there's anything you want me to take out from the list, and because we optimize for all relevant service, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. We have here, let me just pull it up real quick. Okay, so I got window replacement as the first keyword. We have window contractor, and then we have window installation. We have window installation contractor. We have window replacement contractor, residential window installation, commercial window installation, vinyl window installation.
Take off commercial.
Gotcha. All right. We have a vinyl window installation, aluminum window installation, double pane, taking out aluminum. Okay. How about double pane window replacement?
Yes, that's fine.
Energy efficient window installation.
Installation?
Yep, installation.
Installation. Okay, yes. Uh-huh.
We have a window frame replacement.
No.
Okay. How about window glass replacement?
No.
Okay, I'll check it out. How about you don't do window repairs, right? So I will not include that.
Right. No repairs. No, and we don't do glass only.
We don't do. I'm sorry. Glass.
Glass. Replace glass only. We don't replace just glass. That's very popular.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Glass breaks.
Okay.
People call don't want calls for glass breakage or glass seal failures.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, we're not going to include that, okay? How about bay window installation?
Yes.
How about sliding window installation?
Yes.
How about casement window installation?
Yes.
And window replacement company and window sash replacement.
Not sash, no.
Okay,
no.
I'll check it out. And do you have any other services related to your business that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
Yes, sliding patio doors.
Mm-hmm. That's sliding patio doors.
And patio doors.
Gotcha here.
And you can add garden windows.
Mm-hmm.
You said bay windows, right?
Yep, bay windows. For the garden windows, is it installation and replacement?
Yes.
Okay.
And then bow windows, B-O-W, windows, replacement, installation replacement.
Gotcha.
So bay and bow.
Okay, so we have here, I've added siding, patio, doors. This is going to be installation and replacement, correct?
Right.
Okay, so I have here garden windows installation and replacement. We have bow windows installation and replacement, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any other keywords or are you okay with this for now?
This is okay for now.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, Max, you will receive an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you want to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy.
Okay,
so
wait one second. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Can we add another keyword that I just
Yeah, for sure. What is it?
Insulated window installation and replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Insulated. Insulated.
Gotcha. Insulated window replacement and insulation, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
There you go.
If there's anything you want to add more while having me on the line, just cut me off and let me know, okay?
Thank you.
Gotcha. All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Yes. The biggest thing for my company is I'm not a dealer. You have window dealers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a window dealer. I sold that business. And mm-hmm. there's so much overhead in a window dealer, a dealership. It creates a very, very expensive window because, the prices are, the cost of things are basically doubled because there's so much overhead, rent and cars and service people and workers and, showroom and office and everything. So what I've done is I sold that. I was going to retire. I mm-hmm. stayed, I want to go back in the business because I'm getting calls from all my past customers, my friends, my relatives wanting to buy more windows. So I'm working on a smaller scale out of my home. And I literally don't have any overhead other than, you.
Okay.
And so as a result, my claim to fame will be I can provide the same quality products I used before, and I'd like to give you the names of the brands I would like to promote. And the same quality installation, the installers I've used for 25 years. For literally half the price of what you would pay through a dealer, because I connect you directly with the manufacturer. I get the windows from you, from the manufacturer. I set you up as their customer because they're the ones who give the warranties and service the products. I have to use people that service the windows because that's the main thing a dealer does after the sale. But generally, after the sale, you never interact with the dealer again. You gave him all this money for all of his infrastructure and overhead, but what does it get you? It gets you nothing after the sale and the windows are installed. So that's my claim to fame. Now, how we make that very quick and simple is basically, you bypass the dealer and you deal direct with the manufacturer, and that's what I facilitate.
Gotcha. All right. So it boils down by passing out the dealer and deals directly with the manufacturer, which saves them like almost more than like 50%, right?
Well, almost. So in some cases, or depending on the dealer they're buying from. and in some cases not quite 50%. But you know, if you're going to be if you're going to be spending $30,000 on windows, and I can get them for $17,000, that's a big difference. It's
that's
not half.
That's a very big difference. Yes.
So, you know, a huge difference. So, that's what doing, and that's the exciting thing for me, is being able to provide people these great windows and great installation for such a great deal. You know, I mean, it's hard enough. They're expensive enough as it is, much less when the dealer doubles the prices.
Gotcha. I think that is the main highlight of what sets you apart from your competitors.
Yes.
That is very good to know.
Yeah,
I'm actually going to highlight you with that.
Yeah, I can get the same products that these other people get. So there's really nothing other. You know, the other thing that sets me apart is usually they're dealing with a salesman. Okay. Now, nothing wrong with salesmen, but you know, a lot of times they, depending on what they've been trained about or what they've been told to say or, you know, the script they've got to adhere to, they don't really know from experience what the real deal is, right? I have been doing this for 30 years. So I know my knowledge and experience is really the main thing that I have to offer people. You know, I've been doing this so long, I know the products that work and that are better. I know the way these products need to be installed and how to do all of that. And I pass that along to people, and that's invaluable. Salesmen, they can only sell you what they sell, you know, what they're told to sell. They don't choose what they may want for themselves. You know, they have to sell what they sell. And it's a lot better dealing with an owner of a company because they care. I mean, if they're dealing with another owner, God bless them, because the owners care. You know, they want you to be happy. They want you to, you know, but owners that have dealerships, you know, they're not crooks, but they have to mark things up so much because it costs so much to run their business. Dealing with an owner and a better, you know, deal because you're dealing with, you're bypassing the dealer.
Gotcha.
And I don't consider myself a dealer. I consider myself a consultant, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. That is actually what I'm noting it here, that you are a consultant.
Yeah.
I wanted to verify that. So the thing is, what is the key points that sets you apart from your competitors, is aside from bypassing the dealers and you can deal directly with the manufacturer that help them save like almost or like 50%, and they get the same products that the other people get with lesser price, right? And
Correct. They
are dealing not with a salesman but with a consultant. So that is very helpful for them.
But the owner of the business, which is
owner of the business,
I consider it. Everybody says that I'm a dealer. I'm not a dealer. I don't have a showroom and a warehouse and trucks and garbage dumpsters and, you know, all the stuff I used to have. The people working for me. I mean, I don't have the office managers and the service people and the, you know, all the other people involved. So it's just so much cheaper for me to, or for them, because they don't have to pay all that, you know, like they would if dealing with a dealer. Like, you know, I can name 20 of them, but anyway.
So, basically you will only connect them directly to the manufacturer, correct?
Right. I don't send them to the manufacturer. I work with the manufacturers that I've already used for many, many years and vetted. And know how they perform, what their products are, what the products do, what to use of their product lines. And then I buy those for them. I show them my invoice, my cost. I get my installers to install their windows. Okay. And I've been working with them for 25 years. So I get the products that I recommend or they want. If they want a product, I can get it, you know, and I can show you what I pay for it. I have accounts with all these other companies, and but I have my favorite products, obviously. But I get the product for them. I get the installation for them, and I use manufacturers that once they buy from me, the warranty they get and the service they get are from the manufacturers that have been around for many, many, many years. Unlike dealers, a lot of these dealers, they come and go. They've been around for 5, 10 years. They go out of business. They die. They go bankrupt, whatever happens to them. But the warranties are always from the manufacturers. So the dealer doesn't really give warranties. They give, labor warranties, but if the manufacturer does the labor and does the servicing, you don't need the dealer anymore. Once you give them their money, they usually are gone anyway. They don't want to deal with you anymore.
Gotcha. So. Yep. Actually, do here, we have a very good description of what sets you apart from the competitors, Max. And I really like how it is because, I've talked with some, people who work with the same business as you, and it really is different from you. So I'm going to note it that way. But I may add, do you offer free estimates?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes.
Is this a family-owned business?
Very local. I'm only working in a 5-10 mile radius.
Gotcha. All right. So this is a very good description to start, and I'm adding those because that is very helpful with the business around your area, okay?
Yes, thank you.
And let me see, do you have a mission statement?
Not really. I mean, I could give you one.
Okay. Or would you like to hear what I prepared for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So I have here, Max, at Vinyl Window Max, Inc., we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here at Vinyl Window Max, Inc., we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Vinyl Window Max, Inc., we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. Oh, I get the last one. We have at Vinyl Window Max, Inc., we build on a tradition of trust through dedication, collaboration, customer satisfaction, and value creation.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the last one?
Yeah, I like.
So would you like to have the last one as your mission statement?
Sure. So what about the other parts of me being the owner and them not working with the dealer anymore and salespeople? What about that part?
Will you be able to personalize your mission statement?
I would be able to personalize the mission statement and the entire thing you just did. Because I want to get across the reasons that I'm different than the other companies. And all the other companies are going to say the same things you just said.
For now, we can skip your mission statement. And if ever you wanted to personalize that, you can send me through an email or a text. Will that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, sounds great. And also, do you have a tagline or slogan?
Not really, no.
Okay, and if you wanted to personalize your tagline also, maybe you can send it together with a mission statement. Would that be okay?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. And let me see, because the taglines that we have are very generic, and I wanted you to stand out more because I really like how you describe your business. So, you've mentioned earlier that the business started 2004 with a different name and changed it on 2022 with a Vinyl Window Max. Okay, and you mentioned that you have the 30 years of experience?
Right.
Amazing. All right, I'm going to note it that way. And how many people work with your company?
My wife and me.
Mm-hmm. So you got two for now?
Yes.
And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Residential, no commercial.
Residential. Okay. And I just wanted to confirm that I got here correct hours of operation, Max. It says from Monday through Fridays, you do 9 to 7. That's 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. On Saturdays, you do 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Sundays, you're closed. Is this correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Credit cards, Synchrony financing, cash, Zelle.
So you do credit cards, Synchrony financing, cash, and Zelle.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we have your business information, you do have two options. So the first option is we will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And this is the best option that we offer. The second option is you can list your company on an expanded set of 100-plus directories, but I don't recommend you the second option, Max, because blanketing 100 of directories can open you to spam calls and wasted time. That means to say you'll appear everywhere, but not always to the right audience. So, which option do you prefer?
The first option.
Let's work with the first option. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So, yes, I see here that your business is located in Highland Park, Illinois. So, for this, which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate? Also, Max, I would like to give my suggestion because, of course, I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
No, I don't think 5 zip codes are going to be enough. I think it's going to be more like 20, 25 zip codes.
Hmm. How about counties? Do you deal with counties?
Yeah.
Or cities?
But I'd rather deal with cities.
Okay, let's deal with cities. Like, is it around?
We can't deal with zip codes? Or
cities would do.
Okay, cities, not zip codes?
Yeah, cities or zip codes. But if you're okay with cities, as you mentioned, they're more than... On cities, there are like more zip codes. So, yeah, let's work with cities. That's okay.
Okay. Well, why don't I give you the zip codes? Because some cities, there's multiple zip codes, and I don't want all the zip codes.
But the thing is, for zip codes, it will only limit you to around 5, or I can stretch it until 10.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Hey, cities can we do?
Okay. Or we can do cities and zip codes. We can mix.
Okay, how many cities can we do?
We can do like a total of 10 cities and zip codes. A mix of cities and zip codes.
10 cities and 10 zip codes?
Like 10 city, let's say 5 cities or 5 zip codes or like 3 zip codes and 7 cities, whichever.
Oh, so the total is 10.
Total is 10, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll give you 10.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep, ready when you are.
Okay, Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
Arlington Heights.
Gotcha.
The one zip code, there's several zip codes in Arlington Heights, but just the one for 60004.
We have 60004.
Yeah, 6, 3 O's, and 4.
Gotcha.
Highland Park is 60035.
Mm-hmm. But we only wanted to add the 60004, correct?
Well, Arlington Heights, the zip code there is 60004. So it's the same, Arlington Heights and 60004 is the same place.
Gotcha, all right.
But I don't want that to be two of the 10.
Okay.
You can either zip code or Arlington Heights, either one.
Yep.
I use the zip code because Arlington Heights has 3 zip codes, and I don't want to.
Yep, I'm actually pulling up the zip code.
Okay.
I've added it here. Okay. What's the next one?
You have Highland Park, right?
Yeah, we already have Highland Park.
You want the zip code for Highland Park? Because there's two.
Okay, we can add just the Highland Park. Would that be okay?
But, yeah, but as long as you don't, that doesn't count as two areas.
It will count only as one area if you will add Highland Park.
Okay.
All right.
And then we got Deerfield.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Buffalo Grove. You know what? Let me highlight these in my highlighter 1 second. So I gave you Arlington Heights. I gave you Highland Park. I gave you Deerfield,
Buffalo Grove.
I gave you Buffalo Grove, okay? Let me see, what else? Okay, Northbrook.
We have Northbrook, okay.
Okay, Glenview.
Glenview,
Vernon Hills. V-E-R-N-O, Hills.
That's Vernon Hills?
Yeah,
Vernon Hills. Gotcha, yeah, Vernon Hills.
Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm. Two more.
Okay. Wheeling.
We have Wheeling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Skokie.
That's the last one.
S-K-O-K-I-E.
Gotcha. So I have here Highland Park. We have the 60004, Deerfield, Buffalo Grove, Northbrook, Glenview, Vernon Hills, Lincolnshire, Billing, and Skokie. All right. Thank you so much for this, Max. And as we mentioned earlier, you do know that you have an existing Google Business Profile, right?
Yeah. Could you just go over the time? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. So I've had here Highland Park,
okay. The
60004.
Right.
We have Deerfield.
Right.
Buffalo Grove.
Yep.
Northbrooks.
Yep.
Glenview.
Yep.
Vernon Hills.
Yeah.
Lincolnshire.
Wait, that's the one I don't have. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Okay, and we have Wheeling, and last one is Skokie.
Wait a second. Wheeling, yeah, Wheeling and Skokie. Okay. So I can't add any more than that, huh?
For now, we highly suggest to have this so that you will have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile.
Okay, so let me exchange one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I change this later?
Yeah, you can think about it. Let us know if you want to change the target cities.
Once it's implemented, let's say a month from now, can I change it if I want?
Yeah, just let us know.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. So I will notice here that maybe there's a city that you will be changing, okay?
Yeah. Right. So can you tell me, based on what I've given you with my, you know, the business keywords and the cities, can you tell me approximately how many leads that might be?
Well, like for now? Actually,
yeah. We
will optimize your Google Business Profile first. So that means to say, when you optimize your Google Business Profile, Google will start familiarizing your the keywords. So that's
okay. Where
the team will work. But for giving specific leads, number of leads, possible leads for the area that would not be possible for now.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me see. So let's talk about your Google Business Profile, okay? I do see here that your Google Business Profile has 3 reviews, and there's just 5-star reviews on it. Good job for you then. And let me see. Do you have access to this Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you grant us admin access so we can optimize?
Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
I forgot how I got on my business profile.
Okay. I can walk you through. Let me see. You're in front of your computer right now, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. You can go to your regular browser and type in business.google.com/locations.
.com/locations?
Yeah, with S, locations.
Okay. Okay.
So let me know, are you already on the page?
Yeah.
Did you see your business profile?
My business profile? No.
Oh, okay. So what do you see on the page right now?
It says businesses, create group, businesses, you know, add business.
Oh. Okay, so is that email that you have logged in is the same email that was used on creating your Google Business Profile or no?
No, I don't think it was. I think my wife, her computer.
So that's the reason why you were not able to pull it up.
Okay.
Will you be able to switch your account or would you like to check it through your wife's computer?
Well, I'd probably like to switch it to my computer, right?
Yeah, you can log in using her email address if you have access.
I don't log in to her computer?
Like, for example, you can switch the email on your computer right now using her email that was used on creating the Google Business Profile.
Okay, yeah, I know her email that was used.
Okay. Yeah, we can try it.
Okay.
Or if it's not going to work, I'm going to try a different way, which is going to be easier for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Just let me know once you switch the account and if the Google Business Profile pops up.
Well, no, I don't know how to switch the account.
Okay. So beside the email, did you see, like, your icon?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you tap on that, there's you can add another account.
When I email?
Yeah, when you tap on the email right beside, like, the upper right side where there's your icon, when you tap on that, there's add another account. Did you see it? So you can switch that way.
Yes. Okay. So add the account there?
Yes. Add her account, the one that was used on creating the Google Business Profile.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
It's saying, couldn't find her. It wasn't a Google account. It was an AOL account.
Oh, actually, when you create a Google Business Profile, it should be like Google account.
It should be a Google account?
Yep. Google Business Profile needs a Google account for verification. So how about this? Mm-hmm. I will try a different way for you, the one that is easier, okay? Let me see.
Yeah.
I will check it with
easier
my team.
Easier is good.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, so how about this? I will have your Google Business Profile checked with our team. What is the possible email that you use on it? And we will send you a...
WMAAAX6 at gmail.com.
Okay. I will ask our team to send you a manager invite for the Google Business Profile.
Okay.
So you will receive an email with the email that was linked on your Google Business Profile, and you just have to respond to it. You have to accept the invitation, and that's it. You will have the access to your Google Business Profile. I will check with our team real quick, okay? I will let them send. And just one moment here. Okay, I'm going to send the link of your Google Business Profile and have my team work on it.
Okay.
Okay, because my Google team will actually be able to see what email was used on creating the Google Business Profile, so they will give you a hint, and I will let you know once they send the request, okay?
Okay.
So we can get back to that later. All right, and let me see. So I do understand that your Google Business Profile is already verified, but if you could provide us, I think John sent you an email that says, actually, there's pictures needed for Google verification. So he sent you that email because we might need those things in file. So we do understand that your Google Business Profile is already up and running, but we sent you an email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, just in case we need to do verification with Google Business Profile, okay? So the email Max contains the following, to provide us pictures of the following, like tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, one
Where's
growth
the form?
Feature.
Form. What's...
So it's already on the email.
Okay.
So we sent you the email that says action needed, the pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay, yeah. So I just upload those pictures and then
Gotcha. Oh, you already uploaded the pictures?
No, I didn't, but I will.
Okay. If you will upload the pictures, it's okay if you will not respond to the email. Uploading the photos is enough.
Okay.
Okay. And let me see. Uh-huh. So you can upload it to your dashboard.
To my dashboard?
Yes. On your dashboard, we sent you an email that says, welcome to Local Splash. And on that email, there's a link where you can check your dashboard and you can log in using your username. That is usually your phone number, and there's your password. And it's convenient for you to do it on your computer. And we do have the Local Splash app where you can also do it on your phone.
Okay. Let me see. Cool. Okay, which email was that? I'm sorry.
Email that we sent you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we sent you an email, welcome to Local Splash. Just let me know if you want me to resend it.
Yeah, action needed, pictures needed, is that the one?
Okay. Yes, that's the one. That is for your, that is for you to send us your requirements. And the one where you can access your dashboard.
Okay, it says log in to your client dashboard. You want to click that?
Yes, log into your client dashboard, and you can log in your credentials. You can see it to the email that says, welcome to Local Splash.
It says not found.
Let me see.
It says, welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your credentials below. My username is my phone number. And then my password is maps. You know my password?
Yeah, map photos.
Maps photo. Map, wow. Maps plural photos, right?
Yep, that's MAPPHOTOS. And on that email, can you tap on the link? You can log in into your account. Let me see if this will be the same error.
Wait a second. MAPSPHOTO, right? PHOTO. Remember me. Sign in. It says invalid username or password. I've got 847-610-0780, and then I got MAPSPHOTOS.
Oh, okay. Actually, the one that I have here in my end, can you try this on my end? That's MAPPHOTOS.
MAPPHOTOS. O-T-O-S?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. I was putting maps, plural.
So did the map photos then
yeah.
too?
Well, no, now it comes up not found.
Oh, not found?
Not be found.
Okay. Actually, I was able to pull it up here in my end, but... maybe the reason why you're getting errors for now, Max, is because your account is not yet done setting up. We're still doing the client interview. So I will have it check with your account manager. Once we're done with the client interview, I will let your account manager know that we're done. So she will check about the progress of your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me see. And also, Max, one growth feature that we offer is a weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to preview and update this anytime in your dashboard. So, would you like us to activate this for your business with no extra cost?
Sure. Is it something I should get?
Yep, we actually highly recommend that you maximize what we offer, especially that it's very helpful with your Google Business Profile. Anyways, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis, you can always edit or delete it through your dashboard, okay?
Yeah, okay.
So for now, I wanted you to maximize what we do since this is helpful for your Google Business Profile. Okay. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you currently have a Yelp page?
No.
Okay. If you don't have a Yelp page yet, that's nothing to worry. We can create a brand new Yelp page for your business and ensure that it will be optimized, but you need to have a call tracking number with us, which you already opted in, so we will be able to complete the Yelp page creation. So would you like us to go ahead and create a Yelp for you?
Sure.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead and create Yelp. Let me just create Yelp for you. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
I believe my wife set one up.
Okay. Since your wife have that, I'm sure that she have access to it, right?
Right.
Okay. And can you grant us admin access so we can optimize your Facebook business page?
You know what? I think she's doing that.
Okay. So they want to skip it?
Yeah.
Okay, no worries about that. Let's skip Facebook for you. And I see that you don't have a Facebook ad. You're also not interested to it, right?
I think she did some Facebook ads.
Okay, wow. What a dependable wife that you've got. Very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
All right. So let's have it here. Let's talk about your Google Verified. So you do have Google Verified as part of your subscription, which is a very good product. And I just want to make sure, have you received the Google Verified application form? Because it is important for you to fill it in as soon as possible.
No, I don't think I got that.
Okay. Let me see. Let me resend you the email. I think,
there was one thing I tried to fill out, and it wouldn't accept it. Maybe that's because I don't have the account. I don't know.
Gotcha. I think that's the one that you were already trying to sign in.
It wanted page number or something about the page. That was one of the questions, so I didn't know what that meant.
Okay. So was it the email that says Google Verified campaigns begin?
Yes.
Okay, that's it. That's the form that I'm talking about. So there's, let me see.
Yeah, I tried filling it out, but it wouldn't accept it because I don't know why, but I didn't know what the page, when I tried to send it, it stopped me, and then it highlighted I needed to fill out the page, and I don't know what that meant.
Page, let me see.
P-A-G-E, page.
Do you know what number is that when you fill in the form?
No. I don't know what it asked me for a number.
Okay. Well, anyways, let me see. I think some of the details here are already here. I'm going to resend you the email that you can go ahead and check if that is the same form that you mentioned, okay? So I think that is, but I will check it here. Because that is your Google Verified form, which is very important for you to fill it in. Anyways, if you have any questions with that, I will let...
Mm-hmm. Here, which email was it?
So that's Google Verified Campaign Begins, Vinyl Window Maps.
Yeah, Meta Verification Eligibility. Oh, no, that was confirmed. What was it again? I'm so sorry.
We have here Google Verified Campaign Begins, Vinyl Window Max. Do you want me to resend it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. That's not the one you're talking about.
No, that's not the one.
Okay. Yeah, just send it to me again, please.
All right. Yep, I'm sending it to you right now. Let me just pull up the email real quick and... Okay. Okay, so on the email that I sent you, there is application form. Okay, it says, to continue the application process for the program, please review and complete this application form. So there is actually quite a lot of things that you need to fill in. But as soon as you're done filling it in, our Google Verified team will reach out to you. Or if you will not be able to fill it in, they will try to reach out to you just to make sure that you'll be able to fill it in, okay? But I do hope that you'll be able to do it as soon as possible so we can work on your account.
Okay, I didn't get the email yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Okay, I already sent it to you. You should receive it in a moment. Let me see. Okay, so it was sent here in my end. Mm. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten it yet. I know I did have trouble filling it out and sending it. I know that. And I wasn't able to.
Okay. Oh, can you refresh your page?
Yeah. I did, and it's not coming up.
Still not coming up. Okay.
You sent it to Vinyl Window Max, right?
Yep. I sent it to the same email.
Right.
That's actually kind of weird. It was already sent here in my end. So maybe there's still some...
I get the call tracking number.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Okay.
far.
Okay, so let's wait for a while. Maybe you will be able to receive that. And you will gather the information that you need to fill it in. And if you have any questions, your account manager will actually reach out to you. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see it here. Okay. And also, I do see here that you don't have Google Ads in your subscription, Max. Well, Google Ads allows you to dominate page search results, putting your business at the top of Google, exactly when and where prospects look for your services. So you only pay for true demand when someone clicks, and investing here can quickly accelerate book jobs and revenue. If you would be interested one day, we also offer here a $300 campaign to maximize results, okay? You can get started with a $300 campaign. You can always add this anytime.
Okay.
All right. And let me see. And let's go back to your Google Business Profile for the manager access. I just hear from my team. So they sent an email request to the email that starts with TE. Are you familiar with that email? Such as TE.com?
You probably Temporama, yeah.
This is your wife's email or your email?
Yeah, but I thought she was only using AOL. I didn't know she had Gmail.
All right, gotcha. All right, so we sent it through that email. So you just have to accept the invitation, and then you will have the manager access, and we can optimize your Google Business Profile, okay?
So how do I accept the invitation?
Okay, so you just have to go through to that email, and there's a respond button. Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the email.
Oh, you didn't get the email. Yes, we already sent it through the email.
Right, but that goes to her computer.
Yes, that goes to her computer where the email was logged in.
So what am I supposed to do?
It's okay. She will not be able to do it now once she's home, or if she was able to.
Go get her computer and do it now.
Okay. You can just tap on respond button and then accept the invite. As easy as that.
Just do what now? I'm sorry.
Once you're already on the email, once you pull up the email, check on you receive a management request. That's the subject line. And then tap on respond button and then tap on accept invite.
Okay. All right. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. Respond button and then tap on accept invite.
Okay, I got my wife and her computer.
Hello.
Hi. May I have your name so I can address you properly?
Yeah, Kathy Jacobson.
All right. So, yep, we sent you the invite through your email. So the email hint is te.gmail.com. So for us to be able to optimize the Google Business Profile, we just have to respond to that. So the email subject line is you receive a management request. Just tap on respond button and then tap on accept invite, and that's it.
When did you send that?
We just sent it like 5 minutes ago.
It's Gmail.
To Teparama at AOL?
No, Gmail.
At gmail.com.
I have a Teparama
1
at Gmail.
Okay, Teparama 1 at Gmail. That's where it went. Everything's on Google.
I gotta get to that account. I didn't get that either. I didn't get anything.
She didn't get that either.
She didn't get that.
One at Gmail.
Do you have any other email aside from that that starts with te.gmail.com? Because when we're checking it on the Google with our team, when our Google team check it, we will only be able to provide a hint, which is that starts with te.gmail.com. So we're not sure if there's a one on it or if you have any other emails aside from that.
No, I have. Yeah, but nothing starts with TEP. It's TEPOAMA1 at Gmail.
Can you check on your spam if there's an email?
I don't even know how to check spam on here. What folder?
All your spam folders.
And I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I have it.
It came.
Oh, it came. Gotcha. All right. So, yep, you just have to respond. Tap on respond button and then accept invite.
I did.
All right. Thank you so much. And I will verify it with our Google team if they already received that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me have it here. Thank you so much for that. All right. And yep, thank you for doing that. So our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? Can we call you anytime?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a logo that showcases your brand?
Yes.
All right. And also, if you can upload it to your dashboard, that would be very helpful for the marketing campaign, okay?
But I can't use my dashboard yet.
It says respond. Shall I add him as manager?
Yep, add as manager.
Okay, I did that.
Gotcha. So I am waiting for the response from my team if you already gained access to your Google Business profile. So once your dashboard will be working perfectly, then you'll be able to upload your photos or your logo, okay?
Okay. Yeah, she has it on her computer, but how do I get it on mine?
Well, you're being approved, so you can go to... But you can go to Google and Vinyl Window Max and make changes, I'm assuming. Is that correct?
Yes. And the way we already have the access, so that means to say we'll be able to work on it and optimize the Google profile.
Okay.
All right. So that's the important thing, is we have the access already. So now you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust, just reply to the message. So the keywords that we just talked earlier. And if you have the photos, the videos, or logo, you can send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images. So if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry staff photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. So, do you approve of the use of stock photos or AI-generated images?
Yes.
Okay. And your client dashboard login, whichever way they received, the one that you checked earlier, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complaint progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online complaint will launch in phases. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business Profile will be optimized in parallel. So you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates if your growth is monitored daily, and we will meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash, okay?
Yeah.
And to confirm, Max, do we have your authorization to process the one-time fee of $19 for the call tracking meeting and charge the card that we had in file today?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, so 3 weeks from now, that's Tuesday. Are you okay with the 24th of March, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's okay, as long as you send me a notice.
Yes. Anyways, I will add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder once we will call, okay?
Yes.
And do you want to do it at the same time that we did a client interview?
Sure.
Okay. And you are assigned to a dedicated account manager for ongoing support and strategy. So I was, let me see if she's available right now. Her name is Catherine.
Okay.
And she will be your single point of contact for all your future campaign discussions and questions. I'm trying to bring her into the call, but she's not available right now. So okay. She will reach out to you maybe later or in the next few days to introduce herself, to give you progress updates on your account or answer any questions that you may have. Okay?
Okay.
So, Catherine is actually a very reliable person, and she'll be able to help you all throughout. Okay. And as I had mentioned earlier, Max, yep, do you have a question?
No, I never did receive that email that you said you sent me.
Okay. Were you able to check it again in the spam?
Yeah.
This is actually weird. It actually went through on my email, and let me see. Yep, it was already sent.
Is this important regarding your metal account?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Does it say important notice regarding your meta account?
Oh, that's not the one. The email says Google verified campaign again.
Meta platforms is in my spam.
That is not from us.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm not receiving email, though. That bothers me.
Oh, yep. Actually, it does bother me, too, because it was already sent to you in my end. So I will have it checked. Let me see. I will try to resend it again.
Okay.
But upon checking it here, you receive the email, the call tracking phone number, and the client interview reminder, right? So that means to say...
I did receive the call tracking phone number.
So that means to say I was sending it to the correct email, but the other emails didn't went through.
Right.
That's actually weird. So let me see. Bin begin. Okay, so I'm resetting it again, so you'll receive a bunch of the same emails. I apologize for that. Let me see. Okay, let's wait for a while for that email to go through. It's already processing here in my end. Okay. And while waiting for the email to go through, Max, as I have mentioned earlier, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you will be able to answer your first call on that tracking number, but please note that that call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead, but you will still be able to preview and play it, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let me know once you already receive the email, okay?
I haven't received the email.
You haven't received it yet?
No.
Okay.
Okay, I just got an email. I'm not getting it on my laptop. I'm getting it on my phone.
Okay. Oh, you're getting it on your phone, but not on your laptop. That means to say maybe...
Was that a text you sent me?
I tried to send it to both.
I just received the text.
Mm-hmm.
If I got the email...
Yeah. Will you be able to pull up the email to your phone? Let's see.
Yeah, I just got the Google Verified campaign begins. That's the one you sent at 4:47.
Gotcha.
But I did get it. 4:47.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. You actually worried me. I was very worried that you didn't receive any.
When you sent it before, I don't understand.
Oh, okay. So let me see it here. All right. Thank you so much for verifying that you already received the email. And actually, this wraps up on onboarding. Thank you so much, Max, for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth.
We're going to call the number.
Mm-hmm. So if you have concerns, you can always give a call to this number, 877-635-6225.
877. What is it?
Yeah, 635-6225. 877-635-6225.
Gotcha. But I thought you said you were gonna give me a phone call on my caller line.
Yes, I'm gonna do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine.
Okay.
All right. And also, in 5 to 7 days, Max, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything is not accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it, okay?
So you're thinking now that I'm able to send that or fill out that questionnaire that I couldn't fill out before?
Oh, is this the form that we're trying to fill? Yeah, is this the form that we're trying to fill in earlier or no?
Yeah, no, I was trying to fill it in earlier.
So can you tell me what number that gives you the error?
Or
the one that you're having a hard time?
Right, no, I'm not on that now. So
okay, that's okay. You can check it later. And if you have any questions, you can save that. Anyways, your account manager will call you to introduce herself, and she will answer any questions that you may have.
Okay.
So let me just have it here. All right. So please watch your emails and texts for status update and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again, Max, for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward to helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you?
No, you're going to call me on that line, right?
Yes. After we end this call, I will ring your phone, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the day, and bye for now. Call you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.